Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It was April 1st, 2004. Gmail was launched, a free service built on the idea that email can be more intuitive, efficient, and useful, maybe even fun. Well, today, 15 years later, it has become an important part of the lives of over 1.5 billion users. And every minute, Gmail blocks nearly 10 million spam and malicious emails. And to celebrate its birthday, the free email service is launching new features that will make Gmail even smarter and more helpful. Justin Burr is Google tech expert, also Google On Air Trends expert, a go-to media resource, and he joins us to share the useful new developments and existing features that will make Gmail work even harder for us. Justin, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, when you think about it, it's amazing how reliant we become on email. For many of us, that's Gmail. It really does touch about every aspect of our lives, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, we send and receive about 100 emails every single day. And, you know, sometimes it's not the most fun part of our day when we're dealing with emails.
Yes.
Gmail really was born out of the want and need to make things a little bit more simple and a little bit more easy to go throughout your day.
What's amazing in working with Gmail is that you are continually updating, and you're bringing us some new innovations, some new features. Talk about these, because, again, all designed to save us time and make things a little bit easier for us.
Smart Compose is probably the biggest one out right now that's going to allow people to save themselves a little bit of time. So what it is, it's like a predictive phrasing type of feature. So if you type, hey, how is it? And it'll say, how is it going? Or how is your Monday? It'll be able to just essentially predict the words that you're trying to write or the phrasing that you're trying to use. And it's actually saving users from writing 1 billion characters every single week. So it's saving you a little bit of time there. But we're adding a layer of personalization to that. So say you like to use slang or you like to greet people in a certain way. Smart Compose is going to pick up on that. And it's going to be able to write those emails in your own voice. And then also beyond that, looking at the body of the email that you just wrote, probably with Smart Compose, it's going to be able to then suggest a subject line for you, which I think is great because nobody really likes. Subject lines are kind of hard to write, and they're super important because it's the first thing that people see.
Yes.
And then Smart Compose is also coming to mobile and some new languages as well. So those are probably the biggest ones.
You know, and that's sort of like what having our own ghostwriter, isn't it?
It really is. I use it all the time, and it's actually crazy good at picking up my voice and how I like to speak. And it saves you a lot of time because you just click enter, it finishes the sentence for you.
Chances are there are a lot of features you don't even know exist. And where can people go to get information? I know that the G Suite Learning Center has all of the things you're talking about and many more that will make life a little bit easier for us.
Right. Head to Google, head to the G Suite Learning Center, head to our keyword blog, gives you some information about the existing features. I mean, some of the ones that people don't necessarily know about that are still out there. Scheduled Send. Super great. So you can send an email in the future. You can write it on a Saturday. You don't want to bother anybody on the weekend. Schedule it to send 8 a.m. on Monday. One of the features that I also love as well, it's called nudging. And so what that does is you read an email. You don't respond to it. Say you forget maybe to respond to it. A couple days, it'll resurface that email to the top of your inbox, and it'll say, hey, you got this email 3 days ago. It's time to respond now. Or on the other side of the coin, if you send an email, it doesn't get addressed in a few days. It'll then bring that email back to your inbox and say, hey, you sent this a while ago. It's time to follow up. So just trying to make you seem like you're more on top of your email habits.
Well, it's interesting. You help us prioritize as well. Talk about the snooze feature, because I really like this.
Snooze feature is great. So Monday morning, you get in, you have a bunch of emails. Not all of them are extremely urgent. You can snooze the ones that aren't super urgent. Take a read. You don't need to address it now. Press the snooze button. In a couple hours, it's going to resurface that email again to the top of your inbox, and it's going to say you need to respond to it now or take a look at it again. So it's great because not every email needs to be addressed at that specific time.
With us on This Week in America, Google tech expert Justin Burr. We're talking about Gmail is turning 15. Here's another one that we've all had this situation. I'll call it emailer's remorse. We hit send, and about 3 seconds later, we go, I really shouldn't have sent that. And I understand there's a way, sort of an oops feature, that we can recall these.
Yeah, the undo send button is great. Everybody's had that moment of panic, like, oh my God, I wasn't supposed to send that to that person, or I forgot to take the person off the thread. Yeah, press undo send. It'll actually prompt you as it's sending. There's going to be a little button that says undo send. Click that. It's like it never happened. It's back to your outbox. You can finish drafting. You can make sure it's going to the right people. which is great because everybody's had that scare.
Here's a feature I saw at the G Suite Learning Center. That's where you can get all of this information. You can link on directly to that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Didn't realize you could do this. You could read and respond offline to emails. You're on an airplane. You don't have access to Wi-Fi. You actually can still handle some emails.
Yeah, which is great. I know. There's so many features that we're just trying to make it easy for people on the go. Not only can you do that with on the airplane when you don't actually have service or have Wi-Fi, you can also add the vacation responder and also that scheduled send feature as well. When you're on the go and you don't want to, you want an email to be sent, but say you're traveling that day, and you can have that sent maybe when you are on the go and you don't have access to email in that situation. So, yeah, the G Suite Learning Center is great. There's so many different features there. And, again, Gmail is just trying to make things simpler because email is a part of everyday life. You can't get away from it, so you might as well make it easier.
We've got about a minute left. I want to talk about a tip on etiquette. And email is not as formal, of course, as a letter, but we don't want to make it too informal either. How can we do that so that we have the proper etiquette as we're sending correspondence?
Yeah, you're right. It's not as formal as an actual letter, but it's, you know, you still need to communicate with individuals in an effective manner. I mean, some of the tips that I try to adhere to, you know, never touch an email more than twice. First time you read it, second time you address it, and that snooze feature that I was mentioning earlier, that's a great way to just resurface those emails that you read but haven't addressed yet. Also, give yourself 24 hours. Even if you just send an email that's like, hey, I can't respond to this right now. I saw it. I will address it at a later date. That's better than just ignoring it. And then 1 to 2 times a day, shut your email out, close the browser, and focus on other work because email's always trickling in, and if you're always looking at it, you can't do other stuff.
If somebody's not part of the 1.5 billion regular users of Gmail, how can they sign up? Where do you get information and become part of this family?
Go to Google, search Gmail to give you all the information you need to sign up and hopefully start writing and using email in a more effective manner that doesn't take over your life.
So all of these features you'll find available Gmail. You can get all the information, link on again at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Gmail turning 15. With us on the program, Justin Burr, Google Tech Expert. Justin, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Hey, I appreciate it.
You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.